on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast, episode 200. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. This evening I have with me Jenna Death by Gucci, Jennifer the Mafia Wars Loot Lady, and back from the dead, Chainsaw Chester.
What's that?
What's up?
Oh, I missed that. It's our 200th episode, for those who don't know.
Rocking the 200.
Yeah, so Chainsaw Chester
for that, at least, right?
has skipped out of the grave.
Absolutely.
So it's life like without Mafia Wars.
That's right. Well, life is great without Mafia Wars. Absolutely fantastic without it.
What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I do a lot of stuff with my family. Y'all know
what
those are?
It's nice, isn't it? It's nice.
It is. You know, so I do a lot of volunteer stuff now. Mm-hmm. I am the Cub Master at my kids' Cub Scouts. So for those of you in the U.S. and the U.K. and somewhere else is in the world, you'll know what the scouts are.
Well, you know, something's got to be done about this popcorn price. It's just, really, it bugs me every freaking year. How much is it?
See, what I want to know is why are you buying for other people instead of
I'm not.
Us?
Last year I only bought from you and I sent it to the soldiers.
Yes, you did. And you can do the same thing because we're in the middle of it right now.
Well, that's what I will do unless Aiden starts up. But then I just think it's overpriced. The Girl Scouts don't jack up the cookies.
Ooh.
Bring down the price, boys. Okay?
They were at our grocery store.
It's the only thing that we do all year to get money in.
That's it.
And it's all volunteer.
I know. It's a lot of work, too. I did Girl Scouts with my daughter.
Well, how much does this popcorn cost?
Like 15 bucks starting.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot for popcorn.
To start at a starting price that's high, there should be like a $6 start or something. Even if it's just a bag of popcorn, I'm just saying. Market.
Well, I mean, it's not all us either. It's Land's End who does it.
I just like picking on you.
They're jacking up the price to get a piece of the pie, you know?
Exactly.
So, Petrie?
Yes, sir.
How's your whole family doing?
My whole family is awesome.
Cool.
My youngest?
Jen?
Fine. I got to meet Pete's
That's enough
family.
Of you. All right. What's up, Pete?
Just like old times.
You gotta love it.
Some things never die, like Jennifer.
You know, someone keeps commenting on my blog that I should kill myself.
That's crazy. And you know who's just doing that? You're an ass.
I know.
You should tell him, look,
anonymous.
I'm a failure at that, too.
Yeah. I know. I should say I tried. It didn't work.
Yeah, I fail at everything.
But it's kind of creepy. Like, at first, I was just like, oh, well. And then when it started reappearing all the time, it kind of like...
It's awful. Like, and if I
do
were
they really hate me that much?
Chester, you need to stop posting on her blog.
Yeah, we got me, Chester.
Pete, what? Don't out me. Not on like live TV. Oh, wait, we're not on TV. Damn it.
No, sorry. No one can see
you. No, we're getting our whole 3% of nothing.
Hey, I get 3% of everything.
Yeah.
No, you left, so you don't get anything.
No.
Except maybe we'll give you 1% for special guest appearances.
I'm like Jefferson Starship. I built this city, damn it.
Well, that's what we were talking about before, like how we started this show and what brought the four of us or five of us together.
All right. So let's do this. Who started playing the game first?
You.
It had to be Chester, right?
I don't know. I'm asking.
No, I don't either. I think we all speculate
it was one of. It was either you or Jana.
I played it on MySpace, so it went back that far for me, at least. I think I played right when it came out.
Okay.
So way too long.
Yeah, I was playing back in 2000. Ew, good God, was it 2008?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
We didn't want to have a downer show. Come on.
For both of you, Cuba?
Did it?
Was Cuba already in place?
Uh-uh. There was no Cuba when I played.
Yeah, see,
no, not
and
at
I,
all. It's
and
just
I,
New York.
I came in just when Cuba released.
That's about when I started, too.
Yep.
Yeah, no, so there was New York. And they didn't even have the extra tiers.
No, there wasn't.
No, it was just one set of tier for New York. And then they opened up the second set, and then they did Cuba.
Cuba.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was a hell of a long. What was that, June?
Here, I'm looking it up right now. I recently just made a blog post outlining the timeline of the destinations.
Outlining the timeline?
I'm surprised the game's doing here. I really am. I mean,
I can't find it, though.
Yeah, the game is a little over 4 years old now.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that the original gangsters are OG 3 or 4 or yep. 5 or wherever they're at are having their 4-year anniversary this week?
I did. They invited me.
They invited me as well, see?
Yep. And I said, I have no idea. When is it?
I don't know. This weekend or something.
All right. Well, shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to them. That's because they have, well, we come from them. So there you go.
Well, what? Who's we?
Well, you, Meg. Right?
Yeah. No. No.
Did you know Nestor's the godfather of Mignow?
How do you feel about that?
I did. And
are you cool with it?
He comes from a long, actually, he doesn't come from anything long, but he comes from a good lineage. So I congratulate him on doing it. He's worked hard to get his character up there and everything else. I never did.
Kick your ass for sure.
Well, again, all I did is walk softly and carried a big stick. Now I just carry a big stick.
Wow.
So, but I'm glad that he's doing what he's doing. Only thing I've got to say besides congratulations is don't F up my family.
Mm-hmm. How does the Hopper feel
like
about that?
How does who think about what?
He's in the Hopper tonight.
Yeah, get him out of the Hopper. I want to hear what he says about that.
Oh, he doesn't need to say anything about that. He knows.
You know, when Chester's here, he's got the keys.
I posted that as well. I
You'll
posted
bust out
that
your big stick.
Yeah, I think so.
See, I posted that actually in MIG. So when they said that he announced that he was going to be the godfather, that's the only thing I said is don't F up my
Because Chester family. Technically still is MIG. And so Mike is Chester's godfather.
So you're in that family still, Chester?
My character is in the family.
Well, how do they feel about having a family member that doesn't do anything?
They laugh at me.
Oh, they don't mind that extra spot.
It's like having grandpa around, you know?
They mock them constantly.
They do. I swear, I'll be looking through my Facebook feeds, and I'll see there was a post I was mentioned in a post. I go in there, and something derogatory. I'm like, you bastards. So, I mean, that's just the normal thing. So, it's fine.
So,
if anybody ever needed anything, I would jump in and help them.
It was April 2000. My viewers came to Facebook, and New York was out. Or it could have been on MySpace, too. I don't know.
Or, yeah, because it was at MySpace ahead of Facebook, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I got that from the Wikipedia, not the Mafia Wars wiki, but the Wikipedia thing on Mafia Wars, and it said that
wiki.
It was launched in April of 2008. It just didn't say what platform.
Right.
And then Cuba came out a year and 2 months later, and then Moscow 3 months after that, and then all the way down, there's like a 3 to 6 month interval in between destinations, which means we're due for a new one.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
And the rumor mill says that's going to happen in October.
Oh, real? Any word on what it'll be?
No. If we did, we'd
Harlem
server images.
Harlem. Compton.
Genius. They put it in Harlem. All right, Petri dish.
Yes,
when did you get in the game, and how did you find it? Why did you get in?
I got in the game on Facebook. I came here, like I said earlier, just at the start of Cuba when it first released. I had a friend that we were out somewhere, and they were talking about it, and I went and looked, and just kind of got hooked. And then about 15 minutes into playing the game, I said, there's got to be an easier way, and then came across Spockholm. And then just spend a whole bunch of time over there answering questions on the forums and stuff like that with Martin. And then was asked to join in and help him do some stuff there. And, you know, the rest is kind of history.
How about you, Jen?
The Mafia World Loot Lady.
Oh, I thought you said Jenna.
We go through this every time Chester says your guy's name.
I don't
just
say our name so much alike.
But I think he said Jen.
Oh,
I did say Jen.
Okay.
You know, my boyfriend had just gotten on Facebook and thought it was the best thing ever, and he kept telling me to get it, and I was like, no, I'm not interested.
That's what she said.
And so I finally got a Facebook account, and one of my friends, Michael, he's been on our show. He was in our YFG for a long time. he like, I always made fun of him. I'm like, what's all this spam? Like every time I turned around, I'm like, you really like this game. So I tried it and I wasn't that impressed. And I told him I didn't like it. And then he said, no, keep playing it, keep playing it. And then I tried it. And one night I just got hooked and it was like, oh my God. And I like got my credit card out and I started buying reward points so I could finish New York.
Dear God. Mm-hmm.
I know it was horrible. But then after that, I was hooked and been playing ever since.
You know, what's funny is that you said that you didn't really like it. I wouldn't play it either. It is not an exciting game.
No.
It truly is not. It's a graphic interface that you just click buttons. That's all it is.
I think you need that hook where you want to finish. And I think that's what motivates you. And then I started...
It motivates me in more ways than one, dear.
And it was when I got friends that weren't really my friends, but that played the game, and I started looking on people's walls, what they'd say, and discussing.
Licking on people's walls?
Looking.
No, looking. Behave, okay. Chester.
Well, and I remember there was this girl...
I'm repeating what she says.
There was this girl, and she was an energy player. And at the time, anybody that was, like, level 1,000 was, like, a god. You were like, whoa, I'm only on, like, level 200. And so I would just follow the things she talked about. And, she, like, one time she promoted the Kingpin trading site. So I went to that and checked it out. And I think it's the social interactions that just get you cut really to like the game. It's not the game.
I don't think they had a hook without that piece.
Yeah.
And that was the accidental piece of it. They never thought the Mafia Wars would have a social aspect.
And then they didn't know what to do with it and still don't.
They still, yeah, exactly. They do not know how. Jana?
Yes, yes, yes.
How did you get into the game?
Well, I don't know. I randomly just played on MySpace to check it out because it was, you know, spammed to me all the time. And then I got bored with it and didn't play it anymore. And then when I went over to Facebook, just a bunch of my friends just happened to be people that were in MIG, Dallas people. And I started playing again just because I knew the value of having friends and that just to help them occasionally, I thought I would. And then God, who knew it would lead to all this?
No kidding.
I know. I wonder if we all would have started had we known, you know, it would become an addiction.
A time vampire.
Yeah.
Hey, I tried not to get in the game for 2 months. So my wife started playing because she and a good friend of mine, Terry Chia.
Yeah, we were friends first. Terry and your wife.
Yeah, so she and Jana and Terry were all playing this. My wife kept saying, play, play, play. I'm like, I ain't playing your stupid game. Not going to do it. Give me an FPS and I'll do it all day long. Give me something like
COD. You can get a first-person shooter crate now.
Yeah, they have FPS crates.
Hey. No, I mean, give me a true FPS. Like, I'm playing Battlefield 3 a lot, you know? So that's the stuff I did. I mean, I actually pre-ordered, for Christ's sakes. First time I've ever pre-ordered a game in my life, I pre-ordered Assassin's Creed 3. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited about that, man. But I wouldn't play the stupid thing. I didn't want to play it. I'm like, this is stupid. Look, you clicky button, text. Come on. I was doing mashups and stuff like that. 20
and it was the wars and stuff. They get your adrenaline pumping.
It was like 25 years ago. We had like Adventure and things like that, which were not graphical, but they were text-based games. Mm-hmm. And you would say, go forward, do this, do that. And your character would be dead. It's like, well, what the hell? So, I mean, and that's what this reminded me of. It just had a couple of graphics thrown in. But then that woman of mine, the wife, ball and chain,
wised you up.
She got me into the stupid thing. I'm like, damn. And
but then she pulled you back out of it too, so at least
she helped. When they threatened divorce, you kind of like, okay then.
Yeah.
You start thinking,
I'm back the hell off.
It sucks of a game, huh?
MIG, wife and kids. MIG, wife and kids. And I held her off for like 3 weeks before I had to choose. Because I love my MIG.
That's sad.
I still man. They're beautiful. No.
Yeah. Well, obviously. I mean, we all love MIG.
Yeah. I mean, everybody has been MIG except for Jennifer and Petrie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's sad.
Yeah. But we learned through MIG.
Mm-hmm. What did you learn?
Well, from
they didn't
all
even
your
have
examples.
Families before.
Yeah, we weren't interested in families. Mm-hmm. And then even though you don't play the game, Chester, it's so funny when I hear people complain about the family module, like the haters that don't really like the pack, and they always blame you.
Yeah, it's that damn Chester.
Like, I you're kind of considered, you know, even though it was a group idea and it came together, but you're considered like the founder of the family module, even though was how you envisioned it.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. It's not at all what he envisioned.
No.
They've got some of it in there, and then they press the fail button as fast as they could.
But I will say, without the family module, I was thinking about that today. I would never really play the game. I'd, you know, play a little bit.
She hated fighting.
And I was so into, like, doing the blog and all the other stuff. But now, like, since the family module came out, it, like, forces you to play.
Mafia chores.
Yeah.
Mafia chores.
So it has brought
me in. Doesn't make sense to me. Why do you force people to play a game? If it's not fun, it's not fun, for Christ's sakes.
I think there's insanity involved. I mean, not with just us, but
why do you force them? It's because there's money at the end of the rainbow for most. Mm-hmm. You know, the more you play and the more you're hooked, the more you're going to pony up a little money here and there to pay for some of the things that you want to still accomplish.
I'm standing firm on not migrating to Facebook payments, and that's today's supposed to be my last day.
There you go.
One of our friends is doing the same thing.
I'm not going to do it.
She's been sending me screenshots, and you know, they had a warning, like a 14-day warning. Then when that went out, they said, oh, here's a 20-day warning.
And then that ends tomorrow, or today, as you hear us.
That ended for her today, but she went to the marketplace, and it now will end when her subscription expires on October 5th.
Oh, that is pretty funny.
Can you buy a Facebook gift card and then put the credits on your account? Would it work?
That's what I was saying. My point was that would be the way to do it.
Well, they really need to look into that, because so many are refusing to do it because of the whole
that's
faith.
The way I want to do it is right what you said, Pete. I would do it that way.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't understand why if it's got to be that it has to go through Facebook, why that Facebook wouldn't just agree with that.
Because
it doesn't hurt anything. No, they'd still get that. I'm not talking about Mafia Wars. Using Mafia Wars gift cards. I'm talking about
the Facebook ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and then it just pulls from your credit. And if you don't have credit there, then, you know, you're screwed. But, you know, that way you can load up.
Mine doesn't have any date at all as to when I'm over.
Do you know anything about the VIP program?
Hell.
I have. Shut your pie hole. I've seen the VIP piece, and I'm just so not interested. When it popped up the first time for me, I looked at it and went, shut the F up.
Well, what's your opinion of it and what it does to the game? That's what I'm interested in.
It makes the big people bigger. People that want to spend the money are going to get huge, like me.
That's sad.
But wait, no, you're talking about the game. it's basically the people that have the money are going to spend it, and they're going to get their character larger and larger and stronger and stronger.
And it runs off the little people.
But isn't that 90% of almost every game that has some kind of purchasable items and so on? So,
if it's monetary based, yes. If it's something where you have to play your ass off to earn things, then no.
Oh,
it's
sure.
a level playing field. It's just those who are in college or under the age of 12 that have all the time in the world to play the damn game. And then they start kicking your ass at every little thing because you're not as fast as those little midgets. then you know what? They deserve it.
Yeah.
They'd be kicking grandpa's ass.
Oh, well, I think it's a challenge for Zynga to make benefits available that you can pay for and not have people run away with it, you know, to kind of keep it so it doesn't.
But they
really
already ran away with
well,
it.
I
they
know.
Missed the boat on that. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be it's not going to be a level playing field.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have they ever brought the Shark Tank back in?
No.
No, it's still there. Like if you, once you reach level 450.
I don't know.
Whatever.
We should send in a message to them saying Chester would like to come back to the pack.
Well, because he could be an asset. How do you?
Yeah, he'll be an ass something.
Yeah, well, you're always going to be an ass. But to them, you could be an ass hat or an asset.
The founding father of the family module.
How do we get Chester back? How do we get somebody like that was that motivated once, you know?
Yeah, well, they could probably use you to study, like, what would it take to make you start playing this game?
I mean, to study Chester, that's a headache waiting to happen. But I hear you.
Yeah. I don't know. So what about the VIP don't you like?
Oh, I like
it. It costs money.
But it does cause a lot of drama. And, like, for example, they offered a free trial to everybody. So people that weren't VIPs could have it free for a whole week. So then, which was nice, they got the loot. And then the VIP players were like, well, wait, that kind of takes away our major benefit. And then they released two new fight loot generations at the same time. And initially they all had the same, like all four had the same stats, not same stat number wise, but they were both like, there were two versions of an attack vehicle or defense vehicle. I don't remember which. And so then they flipped them around. So now you have eight new categories of fight loot, and it really closed the gap to the VIP loot. And that made some people mad. But, you know, in October, it's going to refresh again, and then the advantage will be back. But their benefits...
She's still talking?
Yeah. You asked.
Yeah, I'm you asked.
He was looking for the cliff notes.
That's right, man. I didn't ask for a dissertation.
Okay, well, that's it.
Good golly.
See, don't you guys miss Chester?
No.
Yes,
he
comes.
No.
Well, nobody at least misses Jana.
You should, like, listen to the shows where Jana can't make it and it's just me and Pete.
That's horrible.
No, because see, they at least don't play a lot. I am driving myself insane with this stuff.
One day we're gonna have to have like the Pistol Pete show where it's just Pete.
And then I know that's what it's gonna be. He can be talking to himself. Maybe you should get like a Muppet of yourself.
Oh God! Like Frank Yankers.
Make him like a like Spock.
We get Mike out of the hopper sometimes, but it's like
for
one line.
2.5 seconds.
He gets really timid.
He reminds me of that character from The Fifth Element, and that the guy keeps trying to get the guy to talk. I don't know who's seen the movie, but anyway, and he's like, "So tell me, my man, what do you have to say?" And he's like, "One word."
Yeah. Wasn't that Chris Tucker?
Chris Tucker, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So he was this.
Yeah, exactly. Like buzzing in your ear like a little fly.
Yep.
Yep. And then it
was. Otto Wash.
Yep.
That's my favorite line out of the whole thing is
Bruce
Otto
Willis.
Wash.
Bruce Willis.
Yep.
Yep.
It was a great movie. Awesome sound.
Yeah.
Awesome
well,
sound.
Well, I did not see it, so I am just not going to comment.
Oh, you should see it. It's actually a decent movie.
I'm way behind on movies in general. So.
Yeah. It's been out a long time.
Oh yeah!
Don't get out so much.
So.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yeah.
All right. So we all played the game.
Yes.
And some still.
Some still. Hey, I play once in a while. I'll jump in there and go,
some still.
It's the same shit. I can still hold my own.
Yeah.
So with the new people.
You can still hold your own.
With the new people.
He's still holding his own with his new people.
That's right. You level 200s will watch it.
And now that Mike's godfather, Chester's going to lurk about. And
oh, yeah. I'm always in there lurking around and talking to people. Matter of fact, Mike, as you're in that hopper, give me access to the MIG room. I just want to go in there and irritate some people on Skype. I haven't been in there in a long time. So I usually have fun with these people.
Oh, you left but that room intentionally too, didn't you?
I did. I said I quit.
Well, we
Hello?
Kicked you out of our not because we didn't want you in here, but every
yes,
time
you
we
did, you guys kicked me out. I couldn't believe
it was
every
time
for you guys.
Every time we started a show, it would call you
on
and
your cell phone.
We'd have to listen to the ringing, listen to your answering machine.
And you got naked messages. Oh my
it
god!
It got annoying after a while, so we booted.
Oh, I should change my message for you guys.
Yeah, Chester, it's just you're. Yeah,
I did one just for Jana.
Yeah, I called his. I'm not even gonna give you any credit. So there, I won't even tell them the joke.
Genius.
But I got something brewing. Just saying. That's all.
Cool. But let me see. Okay, so we jumped in there. Jana.
Yeah.
When I was godfather of Meg, somebody came up to me, my number two, and said, hey, we've got a couple of girls that have been asked to go on this show, and will you allow them to go on? As if anybody needed my freaking permission to do anything.
Well, see, I heard this differently, so continue.
And so I was like, yeah, sure. Go ahead and get them on. But I said, I want to make sure that they're protected. I said, I don't want people going into a show, getting browbeat, and then they're just all pissed off because nobody was there to help them.
Well, and plus, I had no idea what I was getting into.
Yeah.
That's
so I said, jump yourself in.
Yeah.
And that was you and
Jacqueline.
Mm-hmm. But you went to a show that cannot be named.
No, we can say it. It's been enough time.
It's like Voldemort. It's the show that shall not be named.
That's
no!
Right.
It's
exactly what I said. The show that shall not be Voldemort. Oh, sorry.
Wait, I said Voldemort. Oh, no.
The world is going to end, Stimpy. You stupid idiot.
So, yeah, we all came together on the Evil Ed podcast, which is.
Yeah, so we jumped on the
enough,
Evil Ed.
Including John Sweeney.
Yep,
for Sweeney's that matter.
Mm-hmm. John from the John.
It was funny. So I came on to represent. Mig and Chester was asked to come on the next few days to help with editing. And I came on as a guest and was asked to stay as a co-host. And then eventually I asked Jen to come on the show and talk. And Jen, you can carry on.
Well, I had never heard of the Evil Ed podcast, and I knew some people in the bigger name families were listening to it, and someone said, you should write a blog post about it. So I listened to it, and oddly enough, the episode I listened to was the one that you and Jacqueline were on.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I made the blog post, and then I think it was you who asked me to come on and be a guest.
Yeah, I got a hold of you, and
yeah,
and
I was scared. I didn't want to do it. And then it's funny because the same thing happened with me after I came on. Like, boom, I was asked to be, like, a regular guest on the show.
Yes, which, well, you'll see as the story continues.
And then, so then, of course, Ed wants to be the most popular show there is. And I said, well, maybe you should talk more about scripts, because most of the people that are dedicating the time to do more than just play the game are using scripts. And I told him about Spockholm, and I just said, well, go look at their fan page. Look how many fans they have. And he was like, oh, get them on here. And I had just met Pete. Like, Pete had sent me a message, and I didn't even know it was Pete. And I just gave him a standard response, and I was like, was that the Spockholm guy? And so I kind of knew Pete, and I said, well, I know Pete. Let me see if he'd be interested. And then I had asked Pete to come on. And then Pete can continue the story.
There seems to be a trend here. And then so then I got a call from Jen. We talked. We scheduled to come on the show. I came on and did an episode. And about the next one, it was about a regular bit part doing regular stuff about Spockholm. I don't know. One thing led to another, and there was a big falling out. So then we came over here, and, you know, we'd just been doing this. We told we'd never make it past show 12. If you listen back to some of the really early episodes, you can detect a little bit of frustration over the whole transition.
A little more sarcasm.
Yeah, a little bit more.
Innuendo, whatnot.
But yeah. I think Ed truly believed there was a lot of advertising money in
that was
in
here, it. And it's just
and,
not.
You know, we could have all told them that's just not true. If anyone would know, it would be Spockholm. They've been around a long time and have a website. And so it was just funny that the big motivator was that we would all get 3% of whatever this big windfall was.
Right. That's right. 3% is zero.
And that's what we always joke around.
I think Chester's something that we just really kind of left out is he came in to help with the editing, but then stepped in a few times to do sort of a segment to talk about, you know, a few different things and started his own sort of segment there and still did the editing, and it just got overwhelming. And Chester, you can tell your story.
Yeah, so he it got down to the point where his show was sucking ass still, and I said, when I started to do the edits, I started to put sound effects and everything else in it.
Brilliant too, just loved it. It was fun.
It was funner than hell when I was editing, because I have all these sound libraries, and I've mixed before, so I understand what sounds good and what's crap. So I threw all that stuff in there, gave him his, gave him the John from the John, got him going, and it was fun, and I enjoyed it. But Ed didn't want me on the show. He did not want me as a personality. Yet he kept saying, I want you as a personality. Mm-hmm. But he didn't.
You are a personality.
Well, yeah, and, you know, and with a radio background. And so I thought you were always an asset to that show, and especially this one. I think I got 68 under my belt with that one. So
I think
like
maybe he was intimidated. Long.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe he didn't want you to take over and be more loved than him.
True, and I do believe that sometimes, because there were shows that he wasn't there and Chester and I would take over and he would want to cut it and start over and they'd be like awesome shows. He'd be like, that was really good though. So, you know.
Yeah, but it was sad the way that everything shook out, you know, or the way it shook out. It wasn't the best way, you know. He had a conversation with me and basically said, hey, we don't need you anymore. I'm like, all right, that's fine. That's
well. He got an intern at the end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a really nice guy at that. I mean,
yeah, he was.
Yeah, nice. I mean, he was. Yeah, he was good.
Well, it brought us all together, and 200 episodes later, I love you guys, and I think it's been an interesting experience, Pack, and all the things that we've been able to do.
Yeah, we have been through a lot together.
Yeah, we really have, and we've been given a lot of opportunities that normal. Average people don't always get. So.
Yeah, and even though we get frustrated and down sometimes, we always still have fun doing this. And otherwise, we wouldn't still be doing it. So
yeah, after 200 times, it seems amazing.
Yeah,
God, I've done it 200 times.
Yeah, well, right. You have.
But you've been like 50.
50, my ass. I'm just kidding. I was there for 100.
Yeah.
Well, you are missed. I really do miss you harassing us.
And for a few nephew no-goes.
That's right.
Yeah, you know.
Uncle.
And it's funny, my boyfriend still to this day, we've been doing this 200 times, and he always says every time I said, I'll be back in about an hour, he's like, what is the point of that show? Why do you do it?
It's like Seinfeld. There is no point.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, show about it's just nothing. Something fun we do. We just talk about the game, and he doesn't believe anybody listens, but they do.
We're kind of amazed about that, too, actually, now that you mentioned that. So we do appreciate everybody that does.
Yeah, especially those that
well,
are
Well, six
been
of you. No, just
those
kidding.
Those that are new.
I thought it was 12.
No, I think it's over 2,000 a show.
Yeah, it's pretty close to that. Yep.
And we've retained our listeners. Like, we've never seen, like, a big drop. It gradually increases.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's because we're crazy funny. Crazy Pete, we're giving it all away. Yeah,
we're not getting 3% for nothing.
Yeah,
or we are getting 3% of nothing.
Yes, but not for nothing. We do find enjoyment in this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it is fun, and I wish that I had the time. I wish that I had the desire to play the game like I did. You know.
Well, reality takes over, and the game serves a purpose for different reasons for different people at different points in their life. Like for me, it got me through a really hard time, and now I don't feel the need that I need the game in the same way that maybe I did once.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I start to feel I pull away. I really don't enjoy it like I used to, and I still, you know, hopefully. Shut up. Hopefully the friends I have, I will always have, whether I play a silly game or not.
Well, our biggest fear is you're going to pull a Chester.
That's everybody wants to pull my Chester.
No, but you know, you guys know, I don't, I just, it's mafia
eventually,
tours to me.
Eventually, everyone will pull away from that game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unless
I think they waited too long.
Yeah.
Well, I think they did too to get a huge audience back, but I think there's still potential for them to do certain things that could bring back more players.
Well, they better hope for some heavy winter blizzards, and I don't know, a really big turnaround. There's a lot of unhappy people out there.
Mm-hmm.
And like the VIP thing, I mean, there's going to be, I'm going to start watching people get ahead of me on the loot, and it's going to irritate me. Just, and you know, Pete's Mr. 11. You know, I'm doing good.
Mr. 11.
Yeah, you're not.
11's the new 15.
Yeah. You're not around enough.
I thought it was 42.
No, 42 is the answer to life, the universe, and everything.
42 is the new 20.
Exactly, because, yeah. Love
oh, shit,
too.
I got to wait till next year then. I'll be 20.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
See?
Oh.
Mm.
Well.
As I sit here drinking a Guinness. Some things never do change.
And I would right. expect not.
So, Jen, is there anything new in your game?
There's a few new things. Nothing too
That's
exciting.
That's nice to know. Hey, yeah, Pete, yeah. Is there anything new in the game?
Listen to a different show and just add in the new words. But the crafter.
What? I thought that there was no other show.
No, I mean like a previous show of ours. Sometimes we joke around that we feel like we're doing the same show over and over and over
again.
We
just change the names.
To protect yeah. the innocent.
They, well,
you know that you guys are the number one show on Facebook because when I go out there and I hit the letter T.
I know. You know, that's what makes me the proudest.
It
that is really why I'm here.
For a podcast, yeah.
And you guys make me laugh, so that helps.
Do you want to hear the new stuff or not?
Let
or
us have it.
Just blow it off.
Jesus.
I'll do it really
why
fast.
Why not? Bore the shit out of me. Go for it.
Okay, there's a new Crafter's Choice, the fourth one. We've had the Jailbreakers. There's a special contribution item that's going to the soldiers of Afghanistan and Iraq. Mm-hmm. And it's
$3.
Iraq.
Iraq?
Shut up.
Are you Asian now?
Pronunciation.
Oh, Iraq.
It's Iraq. I learned that from Mina.
You hear Iraq? I Iraq.
Oh, we talked about
Monday.
I think Toaster has always livened up this bit.
Yeah.
Most people already know this, so it could maybe go. Mm. There's a few bugs we're experiencing.
There's no editing on the show. That's the beauty of it.
We got a few bugs
my segment,
going on.
You guys don't...
Shut up.
I'm just going to keep talking over.
I know. It's impossible to finish. Do you want to hear about the bug?
That's what she said.
Oh. Well.
Let's go now. Many have noticed that in their player updates, it's no longer showing who attacked you. And we asked Zynga about that, and they said they didn't change anything with the player updates, so it's probably a bug of unknown origin, and I believe they're working on it, but you won't see who attacked you anymore. With the exception if you were on the hit list, those attacks will show up, but those aren't really the ones we're interested in.
And where is this?
In your
player
updates.
Your updates. You know, it'll say you were attacked by so-and-so X number of times. You
see, that sucks, because I want to know who's hitting me.
Yeah, we all want to know that. So it's
well, why don't you just go over to, what the hell is that place called? It's been a long time since I played like that.
Yeah.
There's no way to find that. So
it's where your family's, crap. What is it? The people that you've hit, and you've hit them. And
oh, you list. Yeah, you can check there and you can see that you were attacked and who attacked you by the last 10. But uh-huh. The problem is you don't get results of the fight and you don't see the outcomes. So you would have to actually hit them back, but you don't know if they can beat you, if you're going to ping pong, or is this some like massive dude who has a beef with you.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to really document bullying anymore. But I think it's a bug. I think it'll be fixed.
I'm telling you, it's Chester.
And then they pulled a little stunt. And I believe we talked about this on the last show where they implemented an updated Zynga message center, but they forgot to include a button to accept gifts singularly. Well, when they fixed that, they pulled it after a couple hours, but anyone who had the select max button, they lost that and nobody has that anymore.
Not true.
Pete might be able to fill you in on a little clue there.
Not true. Spock on Toolbar is going to add it back.
Oh, wow. Go Spockin.
You're such a rebel.
We're Spockin' it. We're Spockifying.
Saving the click monkey one at a time.
That's exactly right. Totally.
You would be amazed, though, Chester, what the Spock on Toolbar can do now.
Can it milk a goat?
It probably can.
Soon.
Pete?
We do offer up a rapid... development strategy, so that may be possible.
It melts my goats and farm.
You've got your little agile development.
That's then, exactly right.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, and then the other thing that we added was on the profile page where we had the Mafia Wars ID, the Facebook ID. We also added the family ID with a link to the family ranks. So you can get to that right off a person's profile now.
So what's Meg's family rank?
I don't know.
That would be a question for Nestor.
I'd have to
Nestor, come on, Hopper man.
Open up the Meg.
Yeah, it's easy to find out.
Chester wants a Meg update.
I found out that that works on my own profile, but when I use Switch to go to other profiles, I don't see it. But it may have been developed further.
Yeah, it did get a refinement not too long back, so it may be a while since you've seen that.
It has. I checked it out a few days ago.
I used to have
the golden toolbar. Is that still there?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It's all still there, but there's a lot of improvements.
We rock the golden toolbar.
Nice, Schmeagle.
Yep. And then I've talked about the Property Manager 3, I think, before. That's being revised and going to be made available to everybody. That's kind of a new one, and that's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
There was something else.
Are you kissing your microphone, son?
No, I was.
It sounded like it.
I was kind of
oh,
like,
dear God.
Yeah, see, I don't get it on when I do a Switch.
That's what she said.
I see it on my own profile, but I don't see it on others.
Mm.
So reload their profile and see.
So where's Meg?
I guess I could do
that. Yeah, Mike.
Nestor.
And, the other thing that happened was we added the toolbar group items.
The toolbar group?
Toolbar group.
Is that like Luke Skywalker?
See, there's a group out there called the Checklist and Toolbar Group where when Ike or other people create new add-ins to either the checklist or to the toolbar, they get listed in that group. Well, Brandon added it away. That in the toolbar, in the configuration, you actually have a tab now that's called the toolbar. No, I can't say it. Damn you. Toolbar group. And it will list all those add-ins that it's found in that group, which is kind of a neat feature.
Did that go live?
I believe so.
Nice.
If not, we can make sure it gets out there.
It will soon then.
Yeah.
I have a hard time keeping track of that. And once in a while, I'll make a blog post and then I'll see, Jen, that wasn't live yet. I'm like, oops.
I know. Sometimes, yeah.
It'll be like Zynga. If I've talked about it, it's probably live. Or at least it's coming soon.
No, but the worst was the VLA-inator. I made that post like a sneak preview. And usually I try to do that within a few days of when it will come out.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a month went by and people are like, where is it? Where is it?
Yep.
But it was worth the wait. People love that.
Yep.
Sometimes.
I think that's it.
Oh, you know what? Someone wrote to me, a friend of mine, Joseph Lee. And I don't know because I've had the achievement for so long, but they were wondering what's the best way to stay on the hit list for over an hour to get that achievement.
Oh, dear God.
I don't know.
It's a lot harder now
who
than
the hell doesn't have that achievement by now?
A lot of people.
This guy asked me if I had any sort of like, you know, workaround or something. And I thought, God, it's been forever since I even thought about that achievement.
There really isn't a trick anymore. Before we used to all try to get on it right before the game was going to go down.
Exactly. That's
for
what
maintenance.
Do. That's what
but they don't do that anymore.
No, but that is the way it used to go.
With the introduction of the power attack and now the three times power attack, it's really hard. And you
where
know,
is this three times power attack?
This is a permanent feature in the game now. When you click a power attack, it's no longer five attacks. It's 15.
Hmm.
Yep.
And so just, me with my Logitech mouse, it would help?
Yep.
Yeah.
Seriously,
wow.
What do they pay you?
Holy crap.
And it's a good stamina burner because if you fight in London, Chicago, or Brazil, it's going to cost 75 stamina per hit. And so you can burn through your stamina pretty quickly.
He doesn't have that kind of stamina.
No, you don't have that problem.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Bastards.
Don't have
well,
a stamina problem.
Well, why is Nestor so quiet? I wanted a Meg update, but whatever.
Oh, I found it because I finally got it to work. Let me see. Meg is ranked 335 in ISIS.
Okay.
That is out of 336?
No,
out of 12,000.
8,000 now.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's way up
what's
there.
What's ass in Spock?
Ass is 4, I believe.
And I think we're 20-something.
You hear that shit?
Is that because you guys are on auto player?
No.
They're just that good.
They're just, you know, they're hardcore fighters, Chester.
We There's people are, better than
hardcore
us.
Hardcore fighters.
We're Which number is 13. Funny I think it's funny how they place so much importance on actual ices when you look at these strong families out there that they want to ice other strong players. That's going to take a long time to do. And they kind of get no recognition or credit for being strong. And everything's kind of judged on ices. I think that should kind of be something Zanga should look at fixing.
Zanga?
I love it when she still says Zanga, because most of the time she says Zynga. But occasionally it slips in. It's cute.
I did it for Chester.
Yeah, that's sweet. See, sure we you miss did. You.
They all do it for Chester.
Oh, whatever. Don't let it go to his head. God. So anything else tonight, y'all, for episode 200?
Shout out to all the fans.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
Y'all the peeps.
Yeah, otherwise I'm not going to do this without them.
Right.
Because there's just no good reason unless, you know, people are actually listening to us.
That's so, correct.
You know, I don't know. I want to go down with the ship, but I lose interest in the game daily.
Yep.
And so, my real Jennifer? Life is so busy.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Do you have any shout outs?
I do actually. My shout out is to Brandon.
All right, Pete, do you have any more shout outs?
Oh, come on. Don't you want to hear what Brandon did?
Who the hell is Brandon?
He's
Chester's out of the loop. He's a new Spock.
Oh, dear God. But
in addition to being a Spock, he was just made the godfather of his family, the Reservoir Dogs.
Oh.
So shout out to him and to the Reservoir Dogs.
Sweet.
Oh!
He now he's Mr. Canary.
Jana.
No, I'm just gonna, you know, thanks for being here, Chester. That was nice of you to bless us with your presence. And thanks to your wife for letting you, I guess you probably needed a break. And all of our listeners. It's you know, like I said, I wouldn't do this if there weren't listeners.
All right, I'll do a shout out for once.
So that's a wrap.
Yeah, yeah.
What you got?
I'm going to do a shout out to Mike. Don't F up my family. And to all the Miglets out there, past and present, stay hard.
That's what she said.
That is.
That's a wrap.
Now you can say your song.
I'm going to wrap 200 up.
I couldn't resist.
I know, it was beautiful.
That's what she said.
Awesome.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I want a car, skid 'em, crash 'em.